Maybe you are lucky enough to still have a job and to be able to do it from home and be safe. But do you appreciate your IT department more than ever? The thingy isn't working, the whatchamacallit won't turn on. Well, hold on. Brian Chen is here. He's lead consumer technology writer for the New York Times. He writes the Tech Fix column, and he's here to fix some of yours. Brian, welcome.
Hey, good to be here, Robin.
I have heard from a lot of colleagues. I'm still, you know, working at work, but I've heard from colleagues that, you know, there's that hashtag WFH, working from home. They say
right.
They have a whole different word for the F part. Are you hearing
that? Yeah, I'm definitely seeing a lot of internet memes of people struggling to work from home, and people are just comparing it to the apocalypse and trying to do work at the same time, and it's just not working out.
Yeah, and then when your technology fails, well, it definitely feels, you know, existential. So let's get to it. You say, first of all, don't try to get too many new gadgets or apps. Keep it simple. But let's get to the simplest, biggest problem that you hear about, Wi-Fi.
Yeah, the number one complaint I'm hearing from everybody so far is the internet. There's various reasons for why the internet is pretty bad when we work at home, right? There's one of the reasons could be that you probably haven't updated your Wi-Fi router in a long time. Like, a lot of people hold on to these routers for 5 to 10 years, and they're running older wireless standards that are not fast enough. They're causing a bottleneck for our smartphones and our computers when we try to do work. So that could be a culprit. The other potential culprit is that so many people are using things like video conferencing on Zoom or watching Netflix at the same time, and that's causing a huge spike in traffic for the internet providers, and a lot of people are getting slower internet as a result. So I think that's going to be the number one headache.
Okay, so let's take some of the issues one by one. Let's say your internet is strong in one room but weak in the one that you have to be in. You say get a mesh Wi-Fi system. Tell us about that.
Yeah, a mesh Wi-Fi system is a newer type of Wi-Fi technology where you basically have one main router, but you also have an extender, essentially. That's like a satellite hub, so there could be 2 or 3 or even 5 access points. And what they do is they build a continuous link of data connection throughout your home, depending on where you place these satellites. Like for me, I have a long hallway between my bedrooms and my living room where my router is. So I put a satellite hub inside my bedroom to extend that connection and get the rest of the house, you know, covered in Wi-Fi.
Yeah. Let's talk about the little things. And sometimes the things that are too little. And that's the laptop screen. So you've come home and now it's like, oh my God, I've got a laptop and it's just too small. It's funny. The day before Best Buy closed in the area I'm in, they had sold out of all laptops and computer screens, and people were buying small TVs to try to work at home. So what do you recommend if somebody's like, you know, I'm realizing this is really uncomfortable, the screen's too small?
Yeah, I think for a lot of us, office workers are getting sent home with laptops by their corporations and their companies. And maybe they're used to working in an environment with a, you know, computer with multiple screens, and they're going to come home and work on a tiny screen, and that's going to be pretty challenging. So they could buy a larger monitor that they can attach to their laptop just to get some extra screen real estate. I would, you know, tell people to carefully consider whether or not they actually need more screen, though, because if you get too used to that and you get a really huge screen and you go back to work and you have a worse setup, it might be kind of painful to return one day.
Hopefully we'll someday return.
Yeah.
You talk about noise reducing headphones if you've got, you know, a lot of other people in the house with you. You talk about thinking about how you feel at your desk. Maybe you had a stand-up desk at work, or maybe your computer was raised. Make sure that you've considered those things. You know, get a mouse or a pad that, you know, can help with your wrists and all that kind of stuff, which, you know, it's important. But in the age of COVID-19, you have a job, right? You have a job and you're working from home. And that brings us to a tool that I call it a tool. You say have some empathy. Have empathy for your coworkers. Have empathy for people in the meetings you're in.
Right. Especially when it comes to using technology, have empathy for the fact that not everybody is going to be on the same level of sophistication when it comes to using technology. Not everybody has the same patience as people who want to use all these different tools. So I think what's important for a team is going to be that they all agree on a consistent set of tools that are easy to use, that everybody will use. What I'm seeing a lot in organizations is like one person wants to use one tool and another person wants to use a different tool, and they're asking each other to use each other's tools, and everybody's kind of competing and getting frustrated with each other. And one way to simplify is just like you have to like build a consensus and just agree upon a good set of tools.
And when you say tools, you mean Zoom versus Slack versus Google
Hangout? Like any sort of like messaging or communication tool for teams. Like we really all need to be on board and just be on the same team, essentially.
Brian Chen, lead consumer technology writer for the New York Times. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Robin.
So, Jeremy, you've been working at home. I'm hoping to head there soon. I am so afraid I'm going to want to, you know, wash the floors, rearrange my sock drawer.
Yep. I've done all of those things. And by the way, the mesh network idea, I have that. It's very good. And the second monitor, about a month ago when I moved to working from home, I got a second monitor, and I must say it makes a huge difference.
Did you get one of those lights that you're supposed to put in front of you so you look good on the Zoom meeting?
No, I did not. You tell me.
I'm getting one. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.